episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, My Turn by Chima.
What would you do if you had the opportunity to take all you could from a system that only ever took from you? My dad was a powerful politician, but there was one thing that stood him out amongst others: his honesty and disdain for everything wrong. There weren't many men like him in the country. In fact, I think there hasn't been any man like him in the country who had tasted power. My dad served in the National Assembly for 2 tenures. He got there after rising up the political ranks the way you'd expect it to go, from councillorship to local government chairman, to the State House, then to the National Assembly. My dad would always say, "If you know what to do, you can go into politics and come out with a clean conscience." I never did understand what he meant. All that was evident is that my dad lived and sustained our family on the income of his business and the salary that politicians were paid. No extra kobo. It confused me that we couldn't go on vacations the way Ife Sinachi's parents would. Ife Sinachi was the only child of one of my dad's friends, who was also a politician. His parents spoiled him silly. I wondered if my dad was truly a politician for the longest, seeing how different both our lives were. We were not poor by any means, no. We could go on vacations, in fact. But while we went to Yankari Game Reserves, Ife Sinachi would go to Dubai with his family. While we went to Dubai for a week, Ife Sinachi would tour Europe's choicest destinations for a month. It was weird. 10 years after my dad retired from active politics, he died. His burial was a big event. Media houses came of their own volition. Journalists flocked around my elder siblings and mother. Politicians paid homage and signed a condolence register. I remember wondering what those registers were for anyway. I don't even know where they are right now. Barely a month after he died, everything and everybody had moved on. Chief Akesin was only a distant memory and a politician whose name only elicited comments like, "I hope his family is fine," or "he would have made a good president." I'd hear these comments, some directed at me after people found out whose son I was, some overheard when people discussed politics and I happened to just be passing by. I'd smile and move on. I was happy we weren't in the public eye anymore. I used to dislike all the unnecessary attention anyway. At my NYSC registration, the clerk recognized my name. "Are you related to Chief Austin Akesin?" she asked me. "He's my father," I replied. She then proceeded to tell me how he helped her father get a job and how that job put her through school. I smiled knowingly because I've heard this story so many times. My father helped a lot of people when he was alive and in power. She promised to help me through NYSC as much as she could, starting with my check-in. She stayed true to her word and even influenced my getting a favorable posting. That wouldn't have been much of a problem though, but I appreciated the gesture. Not many people who came with stories like hers actually did more than praise my late father. A year later, and I was settled into a role in the Federal Ministry of Finance. It was a dull job, like almost every other ministry job. Lots of free time, but when there was work, we worked like donkeys. Few months into my new job, something happened that marked a new turn in my life. One of my father's political acquaintances was paying the minister a courtesy call and ran into me in the hallway. "Is this Akesin I'm seeing?" he asked as he approached me. I smiled when I recognized him. Uncle Andy. Good afternoon, sir. Ah, so it's you. He gave me a firm handshake. Good to see you again, my boy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
I replied. I'm alive and well, as you can see, he said and laughed heartily. I smiled blankly. You work here now? He asked.
I do, I replied.
Ah, that's good, that's good, he said. I came to see the minister. I'll tell him to take care of you. Maybe one day you could occupy that seat, he said and laughed heartily. I smiled. Enjoy yourself, you hear? And try to loosen up, oh. Don't be like your father. He laughed, gave me another firm handshake, and left. I stood, confused. What did he mean, don't be like your father? A few weeks later, and I discovered some documents that had been buried when I was looking for some records. It was one of the many white elephant projects that government officials used to embezzle public funds. My father's signature was on it. I begin a deep dive into the document, refusing to believe that my upright father would sign something so obviously shady. I lose sleep for weeks, trying to get to the root of it all. My father was a good man, and I needed to be sure of it. I start to put all the detective tricks I learned from movies and novels into practice. I laughed so hard at myself anytime I had to sneak around because I looked stupid and I knew. But I was doing it for a reason. My investigation led me to the security room, and I began searching for a footage that was mentioned in a few mails I uncovered linked to the original document. I find it, play it, and my dad and another character I recognize as Uncle Andy appear on the screen. Uncle Andy leaves a few seconds into the video, and another person who I don't recognize replaces him. Austin, why are you acting like this? Are we the first to do this? Sign this thing, let's all take our own and go, this man, the other character said. I've already signed it, my father replied, but I'm holding off because I had no idea this is what I was signing. I need to know why you decided to rope me into this after making it clear that I didn't want to be a part of it. Don't be silly, this man. You know that only your signature would make this look like a serious deal, the other man said. This is not right, Audu, my father said. Austin, what would you do if you had the opportunity to take all you could from a system that only ever took from you? The man asked. My father stood there, speechless. This man, release this document, make we see road, or you won't like what happens next. The man said and walked away. The footage ended. I sat there, replaying the same question over and over again in my head. What would you do if you had the opportunity to take all you could from a system that only ever took from you?
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.